This is The Sweet Spot, where we take a closer look at the week's biggest sports stories in Arizona. I'm Benjamin Yates, and welcome to our very special Thanksgiving edition. On today's show, we discuss a high school women's basketball team's connection to the WNBA, the growth of chess tournaments in the Valley, and finally, how traditional Thanksgiving foods can be compared to your favorite NFL teams. With high school basketball getting underway last week, the Xavier Prep Gators are picking up where they left off last year. They opened the season with a statement win over Central, 93-9. Cronkite News reporter Brandon Tran learned more about the team from Central Phoenix.
After falling in the semifinals to the Open Division champ Desert Vista back in February, the Xavier Prep Gators will look to run it back as they return their point guard and leading scorer, Dominique Naslin.
I'm super excited for basketball season to be back. I mean, playing my last year with Xavier, it's just going to be a really, really good year, I think. We're really focused, we're playing hard, we're practicing hard.
Leading Xavier Prep is Hall of Fame head coach Jennifer Gillum, who played in the WNBA for 7 years and coached there for 3 years.
I'm just grateful for the seniors that I have on the court right now, showing such great leadership, just showing such poise, and you know, they play very well together. I mean, 4 years together, I really want to see them to have a really successful season.
Another key senior is returning guard Maureen Oreck, as she'll look to take the next step after learning from the former WNBA player.
Well, she really helps us in practices and games because she knows what to do, and she's personally helped me with my shot all 4 years that I've been here, and just all my game in general. So it's really good that we're being coached under her.
Coach Gillum learned a lot during her playing days. She hopes to share that knowledge of the game with her players.
You know, that consistency pays off. You know, I just want them to be consistent. I want them to and learn from their experience. They've had great success in the past playing together, and play together as a team, and you have a lot of success.
The Xavier Gators have a doubleheader on Friday at the Scorpion Shootout Invitational. They'll face two teams from Southern Arizona, Pueblo and Tucson. For Cronkite Sports in Phoenix, I'm Brandon Tran reporting.
One sport that is flying under the radar in Phoenix currently is chess. And while some might not consider it a sport, it has become one of the fastest growing in the Valley, not just among adults, but kids as well. Alex Shenevy went down to the Chess Emporium, who hosted their Best of Phoenix tournament this weekend, to check out the Scholastic chess scene.
Chess has been around for hundreds of years, but is now riding a new wave of interest after the COVID-19 pandemic. One of the businesses looking to cash in on the newfound interest is the Chess Emporium. The Chess Emporium has been around for 30 years, teaching kids all across Phoenix the game of chess and how they can use the skills they learn in chess in real life. The biggest tournament of the year this past weekend, the Best of Phoenix, drew more than 150 kids. John Simmons, the tournament director and a coach at the Chess Emporium, says having kids wanting to be competitive and play in tournaments is great.
Yeah, the tournaments are awesome. I mean, you get to see the growth in the kids every single day when you like teach your clubs and all that, but it's not the same thing as a competitive atmosphere, right? Same thing with like soccer or karate. You go to practice, you're going to want to compete in a competitive atmosphere. So these tournaments are perfect for that. You get to see the kids' highs, lows, how they've grown, how they use these concepts where they can apply them both on the board and into real life.
The tournament lasted 2 days with 7 rounds, crowning kids and winners in multiple different sections. While some people might think chess is hard to break into, that isn't necessarily the case. As the sport has grown, so have the amount of people that have wanted to play the game and try to be the very best they can at it. Donald Weber is a coach at the Chess Emporium.
People have this connotation that chess is only for smart people and things like that. And that's not the case. It's for everyone. It can be a hard game to master, especially, but it can be enjoyable all the same. And that sort of exposure of the game as a whole has really exploded it. And I see a lot more people, especially as I'm walking around outside of Chess Emporium, just interested in chess, having played chess, really starting to get back into it as a whole.
Chess Emporium is aiming to keep increasing interest in the sport among the youth. For Cronkite News, I'm Alex Shenaby.
Thanksgiving is here, the time of year for friends and families to gather together and enjoy a meal at one table. It's also the time for NFL football. I sat down with Austin Hippola and we discussed how NFL teams could be compared to Thanksgiving dinner classics.
Thanksgiving is truly a special time of the year. It is a time to share gratitude with family and friends, eat some delicious food, and of course, watch some football.
Yeah, Austin, we actually have some very interesting NFL matchups for this Thanksgiving slate. Why don't we talk about the favorites in all of these Thanksgiving Day matchups? So start us off with the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, while it may not look pretty, the sweet potato casserole has a surprising flavor and smell to it that's just irresistible. The Detroit Lions are your sweet potato casserole for this Thanksgiving. A dark horse for sure, but a contender nonetheless.
They haven't even won a playoff game since George H.W. Bush was president.
The Lions haven't been viewed as a true contender these past few seasons, but Dan Campbell has turned his rather ragtag group of ingredients into a real contender on the field for this year. And the next game being showcased on Thanksgiving is the Washington Commanders versus the Dallas Cowboys, a classic rivalry matchup right as most of America sets their table to feast.
Yeah, the Cowboys may claim to be America's team, but they're not everyone's favorite. Many NFL fans could be considered as haters. But every year, someone thinks this might be the time. It'll be their year. Wrongful in that belief, as they come to the playoffs primed for disappointment annually. Comparable to a green bean casserole, while not everyone's favorite, it does have a certain appeal that could make one believe it might taste good, as the Cowboys and casserole both continually prove to be disappointment compared to the rest of the field. Austin, there's one other matchup that takes place on Thanksgiving evening, the Seattle Seahawks versus the San Francisco 49ers. Most of America will probably be on their third or fourth plate by this game, so what comparison do you have for this NFC West showdown?
Yeah, a classic dish on every table for Thanksgiving are the almighty mashed potatoes, consistently seen as one of the first few food items to dig into as a favorite due to how easy they are to make and just how good it smells. The San Francisco 49ers are your mashed potatoes. They're consistent and are always one of the first teams you pick to be a contender. Right now, the 49ers don't have any gravy on them, but could Brock Purdy be the gravy come playoff time and stay on top of this loaded roster that's been aiming for Super Bowl contention over the last couple of seasons? That wraps up the three Thanksgiving Day games. You know, Ben, there's another NFC West team that's more local to us, the Arizona Cardinals. What do you think they compare to in matters of Thanksgiving food?
This team did not cook. They've not even turned on the oven, Austin. Rather than do that, they went an easier route for dinner and decided on a cheese pizza. Probably put Little Caesars on the phone and called it quits. They may be enjoying it off time, but their fan base is not excited to see how they perform going into the final stretch of the season.
Wow, Ben, that's pretty crazy. You're really bringing the crazy bread into this discussion.
Well, what are we doing, man? Like, we haven't even talked about the main entree yet, Austin. The turkey, the pinnacle of the holiday, the headliner of the whole event. What team would you say compares to this?
Turkey is always set to be the favorite, but with one wrong move, the turkey can be seen at the bottom of the field. And the best part of the turkey, of course, is the legs. The New York Jets were considered Super Bowl favorites prior to the season, but unfortunately lost the legs of Aaron Rodgers, and now they're looking to rely on Zach Wilson or Tim Boyle to base this team to perfection. Or maybe they'll just flame out in the oven.
New York Jets compared to the main dish is insane, but I cannot deny it makes sense. But now I want to turn to a real favorite on the plate, stuffing. The stuffing is the most experimental Thanksgiving food. Everyone has their own unique recipe for this favorite. A real contender in the field with a chance to go all the way. And while a bit of gravy could do some good, they don't really need it all the time. Miami Dolphins are making way to be a contender and may be the most intriguing team in their experimental phase. Can they get back to a healthy roster before the playoffs? Or will they fall flat and require some serious gravy assistance to get through the main course?
You know, Ben, we've discussed some real big hitters regarding main entrees, but what about some of the appetizers? I, for one, can never turn down a buttered dinner roll. Almost nothing beats a hot roll of butter on Thanksgiving. It's simple, it's elegant, and near impossible to mess up. After a Super Bowl appearance last year, the Eagles are still the same team, if not better than before. Maybe Jalen Hurts has found some grape jelly lying around to add to these buttery, fluffy mounds of dough. The entire team has been near perfect for the whole season, as they will continue to roll through the field.
Well, now, with dinner almost complete, it's time for dessert. And there's truly nothing sweeter to end a Thanksgiving meal than with pumpkin pie. A champion, just about every year. This classic dessert cannot go wrong. It's a favorite amongst the rest of the field, and with a bit of whipped cream on top, it gets even better. Nothing exemplifies this golden treat better than the defending champions themselves, the Kansas City Chiefs. Looking primed to make another run, the Chiefs are here to stay. And with the perfect topping of whipped cream, the Chiefs may just have some extra motivation to go all the way. That whipped cream just so happens to be Taylor Swift, and her attendance improving Travis Kelce's performance, thus aiding them to a true Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, Ben, I gotta tell you, all of this Thanksgiving talk has really made me excited for the holidays.
It's making me hungry.
No doubt. We here at The Sweet Spot hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank you all to listening for these last few months, and be sure to tune into next week's show, as it will be our final episode of the season.
This show was produced by Austin Hippola. Special thanks to Alex and Brandon for their contributions to the show. I'm your host, Benjamin Yates. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you all next time here on The Sweet Spot.